The following is a lecture entitled Glories of Srila Prabhupada, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 6th, 2012, in Santiago, Chile.
So, just as Lord Sri Krishna has unlimited beautiful qualities. Srila Prabhupada is the pure devotee of Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada es un devoto puro de Krishna.
Also has unlimited beautiful qualities.
También tiene ilimitadas cualidades hermosas.
So, if we are going to really sufficiently have a Prabhupada night that would do justice to Prabhupada,
vamos a hablar acerca de Prabhupada.
We have to at least have one night of Brahma.
Tenemos al menos una día de Brahma.
Prabhupada night for one night of Brahma.
Prabhupada solo una noche, un día de Brahma.
If we can get a special benediction, we can have one night of Brahma tonight.
Podemos tener una bendición especial y tener una noche de Brahma.
But even that would not be sufficient.
Pero aún así no va a ser suficiente.
Even if Ananta Dev,
incluso Ananta Dev,
with his unlimited tongues,
con sus ilimitadas, bocas,
were to glorify Prabhupada for all of eternity,
puede glorificar a Prabhupada por toda la eternidad,
he would hardly be able to scratch the surface of the unlimited glories of Srila Prabhupada.
Incluso puede simplemente rasgar la superficie de las glorias ilimitadas de Srila Prabhupada.
So I've been told I have 1 hour.
Así se me ha dicho que puedo hablar una hora.
And I surrender, I accept that.
Y yo me rindo, lo acepto.
But actually, it's absurd.
Pero puedo continuar.
Only 1 hour.
Solamente una hora.
To glorify Prabhupada.
Para glorificar a Prabhupada.
What can we say in 1 hour?
¿Qué podemos decir en solo una hora?
Even if all the demigods, the 33 million demigods, were to go on, you know, for millions of years, I mean, we can never even begin to describe the glories of Prabhupada. That's how glorious he is.
Por ejemplo, existen 33 millones de semejantes de ellos por toda la eternidad, ni siquiera podían glorificar todas las cualidades de Srila Prabhupada.
So what should we do for 1 hour?
Así que, ¿qué podemos hacer en solo una hora?
Let us focus on Prabhupada's most beautiful, wonderful quality.
Vamos a focalizarnos en las cualidades más maravillosas y hermosas de Srila Prabhupada.
Because of this quality of Prabhupada,
por debido a esta cualidad de Srila Prabhupada,
we are all here right now.
Es porque estamos ahora mismo.
What is that quality?
¿Y cuál es esa cualidad?
Prabhupada's compassion.
La compasión de Srila Prabhupada.
I mean, it's Prabhupada's compassion that made this movement happen.
En realidad, por la compasión de Srila Prabhupada es que este movimiento se ha hecho posible.
In the beginning, devotees didn't understand the philosophy that well.
En realidad, al comienzo los devotos no entendían la filosofía muy bien.
They didn't really know what was going on.
En realidad, no entendían muy bien lo que estaba sucediendo.
You can see some of those early videos of the boys at 26 Second Avenue.
Podemos ver estos videos de la Segunda Avenida.
Their long hippie hair.
Eran así hippies con el pelo largo.
They're laying, you know, laying around like in an opium den, practically just laying back. Talking about, you know, how we're all gopis or something like this. You know, they didn't really have a very deep understanding of the philosophy. But they had one thing. And that's they loved Swamiji. And why do they love Swamiji?
¿Por qué amaban a Swamiji?
Because Swamiji loved them.
Porque Swamiji los amaba a ellos.
They had never experienced somebody who loved them like that.
Nunca experimentaron a alguien que los amara de esta forma.
From our parents, we never felt that kind of love.
Incluso nuestros padres nunca podíamos sentir un amor.
From our girlfriend, we never felt that kind of love.
O de nuestra novia.
From our dog, we never felt that kind of love.
Perro, nunca teníamos un amor.
We had never felt that kind of love anymore.
Nunca hemos sentido este tipo de amor.
Actually, until we met Prabhupada, we didn't know what love meant.
En realidad, únicamente hasta que conocimos a Sri Prabhupada podemos realmente entender el verdadero significado
del amor. In the material world, love is simply lust. That's all.
En el mundo material, el amor es simplemente lujuria. Eso es todo.
If you will scratch my back, I will scratch your back.
Si rasca mi espalda, yo voy a rascar tu espalda.
And they call that love, you see.
Y es así llamado amor.
It's simply exploitation.
Simplemente una explotación.
But here was a person.
Pero aquí está esta persona.
Who had nothing to take from us.
Que no tenía nada que tomar de nosotros.
Except for our anxieties.
Excepto las ansiedades.
And he gave us an eternal life.
Y nos ha dado una vida eterna,
full of blissed knowledge,
llena de conocimiento y llena de naturaleza,
the most amazing person,
la persona más maravillosa,
known as Krishna,
conocido como Krishna,
who has unlimited power,
quien tiene poder ilimitado,
unlimited beauty,
belleza ilimitada,
unlimited pronunciation,
ilimitada renunciación,
unlimited knowledge,
ilimitado conocimiento,
unlimited wealth,
ilimitada riqueza,
and unlimited fame.
Ilimitada fama.
We couldn't even, were it not for Prabhupada, we could not even conceive that such a person said could exist.
Si no fuera por Srila Prabhupada, no podemos concebir una persona que existiera. Sí.
He introduced us to Krishna. And he taught us how we can have a personal relationship with Krishna.
Y nos enseñó cómo tener una relación personal con Krishna.
He didn't just talk about it.
Y él simplemente habló acerca.
He showed us by example.
Él no solamente lo habló, sino que también mostró.
He was living at every moment in a relationship of pure loving exchange with Krishna.
Viviendo cada segundo, cada instante, una relación amorosa con Krishna.
For a devotee on the level of prema.
Para un devoto en el nivel de prem,
Krishna is not just some concept.
Krishna no es simplemente un concepto.
Krishna is a person that you see before you and you can reciprocate with it every minute.
Krishna no es simplemente es un concepto, es una persona por la cual tú puedes reciprocar con él a cada instante, a cada momento.
Prabhupada told us, I can see how Krishna is actually see how Krishna is accepting the prasadam and is offered to him. I can see that.
Prabhupada decía que puedo ver cómo Krishna está aceptando la ofrenda.
We could not see.
No, bueno, nosotros no podemos verlo.
But Prabhupada could actually see how Krishna is accepting the prasadam. If you think about it, it's really amazing how Prabhupada convinced us. Here in the Western world, many people believe in God, you see.
Muchas personas creen en Dios.
If you went to downtown Santiago and you took a survey,
si ustedes van al centro de la ciudad de Santiago,
my dear sir, do you believe in God? Yes or no?
Mi querido señor, mi querido señor, ¿tú crees en Dios o no?
Oh yes, I believe in God.
Oh sí, por supuesto, yo creo en Dios.
Most of people say yes, I believe in God.
La mayoría de personas van a decir sí, creo en Dios.
But if you were to tell them,
pero si tú le dices,
my dear sir, I would like to ask you this.
Mi querido señor, me gustaría preguntarle esto.
If I told you that God is a little blue cowherd boy,
si yo le dijera que Dios es un vaquerito de color azul,
he wears a peacock feather in his hair,
que tiene una pluma de pavo real en su cabeza,
he wears a yellow dhoti,
que tiene un dhoti amarillo,
and he stands in the bushes,
y se pone al lado de los arbustos,
and playing the flute,
tocando la flauta,
and the full moon night in the autumn season,
a la luna llena del otoño,
what would you say?
¿Qué es lo que usted diría?
You say, I'm calling the police. There's an escapee from a mental asylum out here on the street.
Entonces, hay una persona loca que está acá en la calle.
So how did Prabhupada convince us?
Así, ¿cómo Prabhupada nos convenció?
That God is a little blue cowherd boy.
De que Krishna es un vaquerito de color azul.
He wears a peacock feather in his hair.
Que usa una pluma de pavo real sobre su cabeza.
He plays a flute.
Que toca su flauta.
And he stands in the bushes in the full moon night of the autumn season. Who could ever think that that was God, you see? In the Sistine Chapel in Rome, God is an old man with a huge beard, you see? He's hard of hearing.
Sir?
He's hard of hearing. He's a little bit deaf. He needs glasses. He needs a cane, you know. Because he's very, very old. Maybe he needs a wheelchair also. But think of God as an eternal youth. But because Prabhupada loved us so much, and we could feel that love, you see. When he told us that God is a little blue cowherd boy, and he wears a peacock feather in his hair, and he wears a yellow dhoti made out of silk, and he stands in the bushes the full moon night of the autumn season to attract the gopi girls to come and dance with him, we could accept it. Yes, now we know who is God. So this is Prabhupada's amazing quality, you see. His conviction was so strong.
Su convicción era tan fuerte,
and his love was so strong.
Su amor era tan fuerte,
that Prabhupada captured us, actually.
Que Prabhupada simplemente nos conquistó.
We were the Prabhupada's happy, captivated persons.
En realidad, Prabhupada cultivaba a las personas.
He gave us gulab jamuns.
Prabhupada nos dio gulab jamuns.
Is he gave us wonderful kirtan.
Nos dio maravillosos kirtans.
But actually, if you think about it,
pero si usted en realidad piensa acerca de esto,
in the beginning there wasn't even there was the only prasadam in the beginning was a little piece of apple.
En realidad, si usted lo piensa, en el comienzo no había prasadam, simplemente pedacitos de manzana.
Can you imagine? You come to the feast.
Pueden imaginarse viniendo a los.
And the temple is so poor.
Y el templo era tan pobre,
that all it has is one apple.
Que solamente tenían una manzana.
And it cuts that, and if there's 50 devotees, it cuts it into 50 little pieces, and everyone gets a little piece of the apple.
Y repartían 50 pedazos, pedacito, y cada uno lo repartían.
That's how poor ISKCON was in the beginning.
¿Cuán pobre era ISKCON en el comienzo?
And just get a little tiny piece of an apple.
Simplemente podías tomar un pedacito de manzana.
But who gave it to you? From whose hand did you receive that little piece of apple? From the hand of Prabhupada. So when you got it from Prabhupada, it was like the greatest love feast, you see. So in this way, the Prabhupada's compassion was just astounding.
En realidad, la compasión de Srila Prabhupada era realmente sorprendente.
People were amazed at his qualities.
De estas cualidades.
Wherever he would go, people would be amazed.
Donde quiera que las personas pudieran estar.
He was on the airplane one time.
Yo estaba una vez en el avión.
And the pilot, he came out of the pilot's cabin and he sat down and talked with Prabhupada during the flight.
Una vez el piloto del avión salió de su cabina y comenzó a andar por el pasillo y se sentó a hablar con Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was so attractive, you see.
Prabhupada era tan atractivo.
Just as Krishna is attractive.
Tal como Krishna es atractivo.
The pure devotee is also very, very attractive.
El devoto puro también es muy, muy atractivo.
Why?
¿Por qué?
He's like a pure, unadulterated mirror.
Es como un puro, un espejo puro inadulterado.
Krishna is just bouncing off of him. You see, he's emanating Krishna, just like a mirror is emanating a beautiful image.
Es como un espejo que así refleja una imagen maravillosa.
That's why it is stated, Krishna Shakti Vinatahi Tare Ravartana. That unless one has the Shakti of Krishna, he cannot spread this movement all over the world. So Prabhupada has Krishna.
Así que Prabhupada tenía a Krishna.
And he can give Krishna to us. We simply have to approach Prabhupada as his humble servants.
Simplemente tenemos que acercarnos a Prabhupada como sus humildes sirvientes.
Not that we come to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want this, Prabhupada, I want that, give me, give me, give me. There's a story like that one time. in South India.
En el sur de India.
The devotees were traveling with Prabhupada on the train.
Los devotos estaban viajando con Prabhupada en el tren.
And many sannyasis were there, you see.
Y había muchos sannyasis también.
And they had the first class compartment where, you know, I think four people can sit in the compartment.
Y había un lugar de primera clase donde cuatro personas podían sentarse.
So many of the people on the train heard there was a great spiritual master on the train.
Así que muchas personas en el tren escucharon que había un gran maestro espiritual en el tren.
And so many people came they came up into the car. They were out in the hall wanting to get in for a darshan with Prabhupada.
Entonces fueron donde estaba Prabhupada y trataron de entrar, ¿no? Para tener darshan de Shri Prabhupada.
But the devotees knew these people, they just want some material benediction.
Pero los devotos sabían que estas personas únicamente querían bendiciones materiales.
So every time a devotee had to leave to do something, they would shut the door immediately so nobody could get in.
Así que los devotos inmediatamente cerraron las puertas para que nadie pudiera entrar.
But remember, Prabhupada's unlimited compassion.
Pero recuerden la compasión ilimitada.
So one time when they opened the door, some man caught Prabhupada's eye. He caught Prabhupada's attention.
Entonces, en una ocasión, un hombre capturó la mirada de Prabhupada y así pudo verlo.
And Prabhupada realized, oh, there are people there who want to see me.
Entonces, Prabhupada realizó, oh, hay personas que quieren verme.
Somebody said, let them come in.
Entonces, Prabhupada dijo, está bien, ¿qué pasa?
So you came in, oh Swamiji.
Oh Swamiji.
I'm very, very happy to have your darshan.
Estamos muy felices de tomar su darshan.
But Swamiji, I'm having some problem in my knee. If you can cure my knee.
Pero Swamiji, tengo algún problema en mi rodilla. ¿Podría curar mi rodilla?
So in this way he came to have his material problems solved, you see.
Entonces estas personas querían que sus problemas materiales fueran resueltos.
See, that's their idea of guru, you see. If guru can give me, by his blessing, I can get some money, then he is very good guru, you see. So he was thinking, if I can get my knee cured, then he is very good guru, you see. So in this way, he was this man with all his material desires was sitting there in front of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said like this.
Entonces, Prabhupada dijo así.
He said, yes, I can bless you.
Sí, puedo bendecirte.
All the sannyasis were around him, right?
Y estaban todos así los sannyasis, ¿verdad?
That you can become like these boys. And he got very scared that Swamiji would put a spell on him and make him a sannyasi. He said, oh, Swamiji, it's very nice to meet you. And he got out there as quick as he could.
Oh,
it's
muy bueno conocer.
Prabhupada was actually very, very compassionate upon everyone. But we should not approach Prabhupada to get our knee cured, or Prabhupada, I want to get a nice wife, or this or that. We shouldn't approach Prabhupada for that. When you approach Guru for only one reason, you should approach Guru. And that is to get the dearmost possession of the spiritual master. Spiritual master possesses Krishna. Prabhupada possesses Krishna. So we should humbly bow down at his feet. And beg Prabhupada to give us love of
Krishna.
When Prabhupada knows our desire, when Prabhupada knows that is our desire,
cuando Prabhupada sabe que ese es nuestro deseo,
that we only want Krishna,
y solamente queremos Krishna,
and we want nothing but Krishna,
y no queremos nada más aparte de Krishna,
then he will shower his blessings upon us.
Entonces, él va a otorgar sus bendiciones sobre
just like nosotros. Torrents of rain,
así como torrentes de lluvia,
during the monsoon season
así como las lluvias del monzón,
of India.
In India.
So in this way we have to understand the great benediction that Prabhupada can give us.
Así podemos entender la gran bendición que Prabhupada nos puede dar sobre nosotros.
And we have to always beg him to give us that mercy.
Siempre tenemos que rogar por esa misericordia.
And what will be the result?
¿Y cuál va a ser el resultado?
we will no longer be living in this material world. We'll be living in the spiritual world with Krishna, with Srila
Prabhupada,
and all the great acharyas. If we always pray that my only desire is to love Krishna, let my every thought, my every word, and my every deed, in all times, places, and circumstances, simply be pleasing to Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave us so much love that we wanted to repay that love, that's all. We wanted to try to love him back. That's what motivated us in this movement. Because we loved Prabhupada. But we knew that we didn't love him enough. We wanted to try to love Prabhupada even more. And more. And more. You see? I remember this is what amazed me about Prabhupada. I was a young hippie just visiting, staying in the temple as a guest. Just to see what I could learn about the philosophy and the you know, Krishna consciousness. I was a songwriter at the time. Songwriter. And I was thinking, well, if I live in the temple, then I can learn to write more. My songs can become more transcendental by living in the temple. How to write some really, you know, mystical, transcendental songs by staying in the temple. I can learn to do. So I was thinking, yes, I'll be a devotee of Krishna. But I will not become a disciple of Prabhupada. But then the devotees showed me this. Actually, they gave me the title Prabhu. Because I had sold 10 Back to Godhead magazines, you see. I was Steve, but I became Steve Prabhu after I sold 10 Back to Godhead magazines. So I say, they said, Steve Prabhu, it's very nice you want to be a devotee of Krishna, but you see here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in chapter 4, text 34, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena seva. You want to be a devotee of Krishna, you have to become a disciple of the spiritual master.
Well,
philosophically, I was defeated. But was I going to do that? No way. I'm going to keep my independence. So I was learning the ways of the temple life. They had one prayer, they said, every time they bowed down. It's this big, huge, long Sanskrit prayer. And, you know, so how are you supposed to learn it? I mean, it's so long, you know. So I got a very good idea. I took a ballpoint pen, and I wrote it here, see. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Pashtajadesha Tadane. Oh, now I had it, see.
Oh, thank you.
Every time you bow down, there it is. You just read it off the hands. But there was a little space at the end. I had a little. So I was being trained by a very, very wonderful sannyasi. His name was, you may have heard of him before. His name was His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami. He's known for his mystical kirtans. Even Prabhupada told Vishnujan, he said, when you were leading the kirtan in Los Angeles, I could feel how you were carrying me to Vaikuntha.
En realidad, Prabhupada dijo a Vishnuyam en Los Ángeles, cuando estás diciendo un kirtan, me estás llevando a Vaikuntha.
And I can tell you, we were being carried to Vaikuntha also by his kirtans.
Y también fuimos dirigidos por él en su kirtan.
There was so much love in his kirtan. He was just amazing.
En su kirtan.
So anyway, Vishnuyam Swami, he said, you have a little empty space here on your hand. Now here's what you should write on your hand.
Entonces, tienes bastante espacio en tu mano, así que vas a escribir algo ahí.
I must, let's see, but I must, if I get that. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. So I had that on my hand, but you know, I wasn't ready yet. You know. But then one day, we had just gotten this album, and George Harrison and the London Devotees had produced a beautiful album. Radha Krishna Temple album. That first track is very famous. Govindam Adi Purusham. We play it in the greeting of the deities. Our beloved god sister Jamuna Devi, she has just left her body actually. We are mourning her separation. But she sang very nicely the Govinda prayers. So we had gotten that record album, and we were playing it on a 33 and a third, you know, a record player, the old-fashioned record player, the vinyl disc, you know. So I was my service every morning was to vacuum the temple room rug. And we played every month, we were playing that record.
Y así tocamos una y otra vez esta canción.
Now, what is the second cut on the album?
¿Cuál es la segunda canción en el álbum?
Samsara dava nalalira loka dranaya karyuna gana gana bam praptasya kalyana guna navasya vande guru shri charanar vinnam. I was hearing that.
Yo estaba escuchando esto.
And I was captivated by the loving feelings expressed by the devotees.
Yo fui cautivado por estas personas amorosas de los devotos.
You see, I was not giving my love to Prabhupada.
Yo estaba diciendo, yo no voy a darle mi amor a Prabhupada.
I was holding it inside me very selfishly.
Así lo mantenía dentro de mi corazón muy egoístamente.
But these devotees,
pero estos devotos,
they are giving their life to Prabhupada.
Le dieron su vida a Prabhupada.
They were giving their love to Prabhupada.
Dando su amor a Prabhupada.
And when they sang, it was so sweet and so beautiful.
Cuando ellos cantaban, era tan hermoso, tan dulce.
You could sense how wonderful they were feeling to give their love to Prabhupada.
Y era tan maravilloso sentir cómo tenían este amor maravilloso por su Prabhupada.
So I was tasting their love for Prabhupada by hearing them singing.
Así que yo estaba saboreando este amor por Prabhupada por escuchar y cantar.
And I realized I had never tasted love like that. Their love for Prabhupada was the sweetest, most wonderful, the most beautiful thing you could ever imagine. So when I heard that, and I could sense the love that they had for Prabhupada, I just started crying.
Así que simplemente comencé a llorar.
And I was thinking,
yo estaba pensando,
wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada?
¿Cuán maravilloso sería que si yo le diera mi vida a Srila Prabhupada?
And that was it.
Y así fue.
Nah, that minute I accepted Prabhupada as my spiritual master.
Entonces, así acepté a Srila Prabhupada como mi maestro espiritual.
I accepted him into my heart.
Lo acepté dentro de mi corazón.
As my eternal Lord.
Como mi Señor eterno.
And that was the moment, you see.
Y ese fue el momento.
When I gave up embracing Maya.
Entonces,
I gave up embracing Maya.
Entonces, dejé de abrazar a Maya.
And I gave my life to Krishna.
Y le di mi vida a Krishna.
So,
entonces,
why were the devotees giving their love to Prabhupada?
¿Por qué los devotos están dando este amor por Prabhupada?
The same theme I was talking about in the beginning of this lecture.
Lo mismo estaba diciendo al comienzo de la clase.
Because Prabhupada was giving so much love to them.
Porque Prabhupada les dio tanto amor a ellos.
They were trying to give something back to Prabhupada.
Están tanto, tratando de reciprocar de vuelta a Prabhupada.
Even though we are not very qualified to give our love like Prabhupada can give.
Incluso aunque no somos muy cualificados de dar amor como Prabhupada lo hizo.
We try our best, that's all.
Simplemente tenemos que intentar lo mejor, eso es todo.
By this attempt to give our love to the spiritual master,
ese intento de dar el amor al maestro espiritual,
that love is then transferred to Krishna.
Ese amor es transferido a Krishna.
The spiritual master is called the transparent via medium.
El maestro espiritual es llamado el medio transparente.
Whatever loving service we give him, he doesn't keep it for himself.
Cualquier servicio que damos, no lo mantiene para sí mismo.
He gives it to his spiritual master.
Él lo da a su maestro espiritual.
Who gives it to his spiritual master?
Lo da a su maestro espiritual.
And it goes all the way to Krishna.
Y va así por todo el camino hacia Krishna.
So in this way,
de esta forma,
we can become accepted by Krishna.
Podemos, ser aceptados por Krishna.
I was foolishly trying to think that I'll just be a devotee of Krishna.
Sí, yo estaba pensando, ¿cómo ser un devoto de Krishna?
Does Krishna accept such devotion?
Krishna acepta tal devoción?
That you can just love Krishna and he'll accept it?
Y si tú amas a Krishna, entonces lo aceptará.
What does Krishna say in the Adi Purana?
¿Qué es lo que Krishna dice en el Adi Purana?
Ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhakta shtate janaha mad bhaktanam shi ye bhakta ste me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear son of Pritha, the one who is my devotee,
mi querido hijo de Prita, aquel que dice que es mi devoto.
No me bhaktas.
No es, no me bhakta.
That's pretty easy Sanskrit.
Es Sanskrit bastante fácil.
No, not.
Na, no.
Me, my.
Mi.
Bhaktas, devotee.
Bhaktas, devotee.
He's not my devotee.
No son mis devotos.
So, Krishna says to Arjuna,
dice Arjuna,
if you are my devotee,
si tú eres mi devoto,
you're not my devotee.
No eres mi devoto.
But if you're the devotee of my devotee,
si eres devoto, de mi devoto,
then you're my devotee.
Entonces eres mi devoto.
So this we learned from Prabhupada, you see.
Así que esto hemos aprendido de Srila Prabhupada.
How much he was dedicated to his spiritual master.
¿Cuánta dedicación a su maestro espiritual?
Prabhupada quoted that famous English saying.
Prabhupada cita este famoso cita en inglés.
If you love me,
si tú me amas,
love my dog.
Ama a mi perro.
So Prabhupada said, the spiritual master, he is the dog of God. He is the dog of God. So Prabhupada taught like that. You love me, love my dog. So the dog is very dear to the master. And the master, he's a very, very big man, you see.
El amo es un gran hombre.
You cannot easily impress the big, big man, you see.
Fácilmente no puedes impresionar a un gran hombre.
But if his dog likes you,
pero si tú le gustas al perro,
now you're in.
Entonces estás dentro.
So if somehow you can please the spiritual master,
entonces, de alguna manera puedes complacer al maestro espiritual,
if somehow you can please Prabhupada,
de alguna manera se puede complacer a Srila Prabhupada,
then you can. Then Krishna will recognize. Oh yes.
Entonces Krishna te va a reconocer. Oh sí.
You see, just like what is the best way to please Prabhupada?
¿Cuál es la mejor manera de complacer a Srila Prabhupada?
Sirviendo his books.
Sirviendo sus libros.
And developing your love for Krishna.
Y desarrollando su amor por Krishna.
You see, if we can try to awaken that feeling of love for Krishna,
si vamos a intentar despertar este amor por Krishna,
that will please Krishna very, very much.
Esto va a complacer a Krishna muchísimo.
Because that's what Prabhupada wants to see.
Porque esto es lo que Prabhupada quiere ver.
How much we are awakening our loving feelings for Krishna.
Cuánto estamos despertando nuestro amor por Krishna.
So, in this way,
así de esta forma,
We have to understand this amazing science of Krishna consciousness. There is nothing like it anywhere in all the three worlds. Where is the university teaching this science? This is the topmost knowledge. Raja Vidya. But yet it remains the most secret of all secrets. Rajaguhyam. Why is that? Because people are covered by the curtain of Maya. They're so full of lust. They're so full of greed. They're so full of envy and anger. Madness and illusion.
Locura, ilusión,
that they cannot see God.
Y ellos no pueden ver a Dios.
Even though God is everywhere.
Incluso aunque Dios está en todas
they
partes,
cannot see.
No pueden ver, ¿no?
But if one can simply purify one's heart.
Pero si simplemente purificamos nuestro propio corazón,
by giving loving service to Srila Prabhupada.
O darle el servicio amoroso a Srila Prabhupada.
Then the cloud of Maya will gradually go away.
Entonces, las nubes de Maya, gradualmente se van a disipar.
Just like when the sun comes up in the morning.
Está como cuando el sol sale por la mañana.
It burns away the fog.
Entonces, así quema toda esta nube.
So that pleasing the great spiritual master Srila Prabhupada.
Así, complaciendo a este gran Srila Prabhupada.
That brings the shining mercy of Krishna.
Entonces nos trae esta misericordia brillante de Krishna.
Into our hearts.
Dentro de nuestros corazones.
And gradually that powerful sun of Krishna's mercy will burn away the fog of all of our material desires.
Y toda esta misericordia deslumbrante de Krishna va a destruir todos nuestros deseos materiales.
All of that dirt.
Toda esta suciedad.
All those anarthas,
todos estos anarthas
that we have accumulated through thousands and millions of lifetimes of trying to lord it over the material energy of the Lord.
Que hemos acumulado por miles y miles de nacimientos tratando de explotar la energía del Señor.
That will be burned away.
Todo esto será quemado.
Actually, it's crazy, isn't it?
En realidad es loco, ¿no? ¿Verdad?
We're so attached to our anarthas.
Estamos tan apegados a los anartes.
But they're nothing but a source of misery.
Pero no hay nada, simplemente son una fuente de miseria.
I mean, why would you be attached to something that's causing you misery?
¿Por qué uno debería estar apegado a algo que nos causa miseria y sufrimiento?
Stupidísimo. Is it? Why be attached to something that's causing you misery?
¿Por qué estar tan apegado por aquellas cosas que nos causan miseria?
But we've been so much programmed and conditioned by the material nature that we think that those things which are our source of misery are our source of happiness.
Estamos tan así como condicionados, programados de que por esta energía material que en realidad estas cosas son.
We think the attachment to sense gratification is what makes us happy.
Pensamos que este apego por la gratificación de los sentidos nos va a dar felicidad.
But actually it is that very attachment to sense gratification which is the cause of all of our anxiety.
Pero en realidad el hecho de estar apegado a la gratificación de los sentidos es la causa de todas nuestras ansiedades.
We have to detach ourselves from the sense gratification.
Tenemos que en realidad desapegarnos de la gratificación de los sentidos.
We should only take as much sense gratification as is necessary to keep body and soul together.
Simplemente deberíamos tomar la gratificación de los sentidos necesaria para mantener el cuerpo y el alma juntos.
If you overindulge your senses, you are committing suicide.
Si simplemente estás así indulgiendo en tus sentidos, simplemente
you are chaining yourself to the bodily conception of life.
Estás simplemente bajo el concepto corporal de la vida.
Therefore, Prabhupada taught us.
Por lo tanto, Prabhupada nos enseñó.
Take only as much sense gratification as is necessary to stay healthy.
Simplemente toma gratificación de los sentidos lo que sea necesario para mantenerse saludable.
And then the balanced energy you should put into serving Krishna.
Y en una energía balanceada colocarla al servicio de Krishna.
Serving your spiritual master.
Servir al maestro espiritual.
Serving Prabhupada.
Servir a Prabhupada.
And this way you become a liberated soul. Did you know you can be a liberated soul even in this material body? This is stated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha hasya harira dashe karmana manasa gara nikala svapyabhastasu jivan muktasa uchite. One who engages is a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 4.
Esto está explicado en el Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 4.
One who engages his body, mind and words in the service of Krishna is a liberated soul even in all conditions of this material existence. You can be healthy. You can be sick. You can be very, very rich. Or you can be very, very poor. You can be very famous. You can be very hated also. It doesn't matter what your position is in this material world. But if you will engage your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, ...24 hours in Krishna's service, then you are Jivan Mukta, your liberated soul. You can be a brahmachari living in the temple. You can be an exalted sannyasi. You can be a householder. It doesn't matter what your position is. But if you will simply learn how Prabhupada has taught,
pero simplemente si tú aprendes lo que Prabhupada enseñó,
to engage all of your senses,
ocupar todos tus sentidos,
Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam, to engage all your senses in the service of the master of the senses,
ocupar todos los sentidos en el servicio del amo de los sentidos,
then you become Jivan Mukta,
entonces te vas a volver Jivan Mukta,
liberated soul, yes.
Un alma liberada.
So we have 5 minutes left,
así nos quedan 5 minutos.
Or maybe 500 minutes left. Or 5,000 minutes left. You know, I always remember the sages of Naimisharanya, you see. They were going to do a 1,000-year sacrifice to hold off the Kali Yuga. So what do you think if we do a Prabhupada night for at least 1,000 years straight?
¿Usted piensa que podríamos hacer por 1,000 años para Prabhupada, sí, directamente?
For 1,000 years, we'll go on talking about Prabhupada.
Por 1,000 años hablando acerca de Prabhupada.
You think that would hold off the Kali Yuga?
¿Piensan que va a terminar todo Kali Yuga?
Do you think Kali would run away?
¿Piensan que Kali se va a ir?
I think Kali would shave up and join the ashram.
Yo creo que Kali va así como va a vivir en el ashram.
You see, in the Parikshit Maharaj's program was to subdue Kali by punishment.
En realidad, Parikshit Maharaj quería subyugar a Kali por mediante castigo.
But who are the agents of examples of Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga devotees in this age, that's Jagai Madai. You see.
Lo cual es el ejemplo de Kali Yuga en esta era, Jagai Madai.
So in this age, we don't kill the Jagai Madai, the Kali Yuga fellows, you see. In this age, we convince them to surrender to Krishna. So the more we can glorify
Prabhupada,
the more we can, actually, this book distribution is Prabhupada night, you see. It's turning the whole world into a big Prabhupada night, you see. The more we can flood this planet with Prabhupada's books, Kali, the personality of Kali will have nowhere to hide. Devotees go everywhere to distribute books. And they go into the bars. They even go into the brothels. Everywhere, whorehouse. Whorehouse? Or the brothel prostitutes. The devotees go everywhere in the stupid books. We would go into the drive-in movie theaters. They have drive-in movies in South America. Drive-in movies. They used to have in America. They have a big screen in the cars park in front of the screen. It was very popular with the young lovers. They would go there and they have sex during the movies. And then the devotee would knock on the window to give them a book. So in this way we are taking these books everywhere. This is the higher taste. You see? Because this actually this there is nothing more tasty than Krishna Bhakti. There is no pleasure that comes close. There's a poetry by Rupa Goswami. He talks about how much nectar is available in these two syllables, Krishna. It's very nice poetry. Tunde tandavani yuditeng vitanite tundavali labdiye. Karna krada kadamani gatiyate kunebras bravers friham. Chaita prangana sangani vidayase shravendriyanam kritim. No jani janita kriyadvim amrita krishna iti varnidvay. You know the Sanskrit? He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna in my tongue, there is so much nectar coming out of those vibrations. I need to have millions of tongues to get at least some of that nectar. And then when those two syllables Krishna enter the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar, I need to have millions and billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar. And when that Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, my mind is completely conquered. And I am stunned in a state of transcendental wonder. So this is the great gift of Prabhupada. I used up the question time now, my talking for the... But now let me squeeze in a question here. Go ahead. Question.
Srila Prabhupada gastó mayor parte de su tiempo traduciendo las escrituras védicas.
Prabhupada spent more time translating the Vedic literature.
You spend more time.
I don't
really know if that's true, Prabhu, because he gave us, even though that was his main service, to translate those books. He gave us so much of his personal time. Going on the walk, talking to us during the walks, writing the letters,
it'd
be interesting to analyze how many hours Prabhupada spent every day on translating and how much time he spent preaching to us directly. It was definitely he considered the most important thing, because then he preaches for the next 10,000 years. But he gave the disciples so much of his time and energy personally. See how many letters he wrote to the disciples. Thousands of letters he wrote. So anyway, what's the question?
También hay un verso que dice Vedeshu durlavan adurlavan atma bhakto.
There is a verse, no? There is a verse, ¿cómo se llama?
Hay una cita.
There is a quote, a verse.
En sánscrito.
Sí.
Vedeshu durlavan adurlavan atma bhakto. Que los que conocen los Vedas difícilmente me conocen, dice Krishna.
The Krishna said that those who know Vedas are very difficult can approach to me, those who know Vedas.
You understand the question?
I think he's quoting the verse from Govinda Mani Purusha. And he says that one who knows the Vedas, and he is Krishna's Atma Bhakta.
So what's the question?
Is it one of the ones?
those who know the Vedas, very difficult, knows me. But
okay.
Those who Adurlavan Atma Bhakto. But Adurlavan means very easily Atma Bhakto. Bhakta.
He says the one who knows the Vedas, he cannot achieve Krishna, but those who are Adurlava, unfortunate, can get to. He becomes Atma Bhakta.
Adurlabham Atma Bhakta.
Yeah.
Those who are
unfortunate, low class, they have no.
That means those who are in the most unqualified position.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Those who have bhakti, atma bhakto, in the soul, atma bhakto.
Those who are devotees within.
Yeah.
Not that those people who are knows the Vedas, but those who are just knows the bhakti.
Yes, simply to become learned in the scriptures is not the qualification.
No es la cualificación.
The qualification is to become very, very dedicated servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That
la qualificación
is the qualification.
Volverse muy dedicado al sirviente, del sirviente, del sirviente de Krishna.
Just like that example, that one Brahmana in South India.
Es como un ejemplo, hay un Brahmana en el sur de la India.
He was illiterate.
Pero era iliterato.
The spiritual master said, every day you must read 18 chapters of Gita.
Todos los días deberías leer un capítulo del Bhagavad Gita.
He couldn't even read one word.
Incluso él no podía leer una sola palabra.
But he was so dedicated to his spiritual master.
Pero él era tan dedicado a su maestro espiritual.
He had some manuscripts, so he would sit there and look at the manuscript.
Así él se sentaba, miraba los manuscritos.
All day long he would sit there.
Todo el día se sentaba.
And people would make fun of him. Oh, just see that Brahmin, he's illiterate, he's trying to read Bhagavad Gita. They would make fun of him, you see. Everyone talked about the illiterate Brahmin who's trying to read the Bhagavad Gita, you see. But there was one great personality who toured South India. The greatest of all personalities. His name was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he visited that temple. It was Ranganath temple. So he came there, he heard all this talk about the illiterate Brahmin. So he said, let me check out this illiterate Brahmin. So he approached that Brahmana. The Brahmana is used to being criticized by everyone. But this beautiful golden personality, you can imagine Lord Chaitanya walking up to you in the temple.
Oh, what amazing.
Just imagine you're sitting there and Lord Chaitanya walks up to you. The most beautiful, compassionate person you could ever imagine. The source of all existence. So he knew, the Brahmin knew, this one is not going to criticize me. So Lord Chaitanya said, Brahmin, I heard you are reading Bhagavad Gita. And I have also heard that you were illiterate. How is that, Brahmana?
¿Cómo es eso, Brahmana?
You are literate and you are reading Bhagavad Gita? He said, yes, what can I do?
¿Sí, qué puedo hacer?
Guru Maharaj has ordered me every day I must read whole 18 chapters. So I have this manuscript, I'm simply looking through the manuscripts and all the different verses.
Entonces,
what can I do? But Lord Chaitanya said, but
Brahman,
I see you're not only reading. I see that you're crying. How is that, Brahmana, you're crying? He said, yes, they have made one illustration here in the manuscript. Of Krishna driving the chariot for
Arjuna.
And I see this painting, this drawing of Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna, I just think, how kind is Krishna? Krishna is so kind, he's acting as a charioteer for Arjuna. And when I think like that, I cry. Lord Chaitanya, he embraced him. He said, Brahmana, you are the real scholar of Bhagavad Gita. So what was his scholarship? He was only thinking, how merciful is Krishna. He could not read one word of Bhagavad Gita. But he was simply thinking, Krishna is so kind. So in this way, even without being a great scholar, if one can simply remember how kind is Krishna, then he becomes the most qualified person.
Yeah.
If I understood his question properly, he's saying that Prabhupada is giving Vedic literature. Why we need Vedic literature when we can become devotee within from our heart?
Why we need the literature? Yeah. If we have Prabhupada's mercy is all we need? Is that the question? Well, I can tell you this, Prabhu. Prabhupada's mercy is there in every single word of his books. You want to connect with Prabhupada's mercy? You think his books are merely gyan? You do not understand what is Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada's books are prema explosion. Prabhupada's books are an ocean of
prema.
They're not simply gyan. Do you understand? They are prema explosion. Ocean of prema. That is Prabhupada's books. You simply drown yourself in that ocean of Prabhupada's explosion of prema, you see. By reading these books, it is not gyan. Gyan is there, but it is a million times greater than any gyan.
Sorry?
It is a million times greater than any gyan. It is a prema tsunami, as predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sat jana durjana pangu jadda anagana prema vanyayadu baila jagatara janam. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami. And what is that prema tsunami? That is Prabhupada's books. They are a prema tsunami. And they are predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. They will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. Whether one is lame, can't walk. Invalid, in a wheelchair, dumb, cannot speak, blind, cannot see, whether they are pious, whether they are impious, Krishnadas Goswami says it is prema tsunami. Prema vanyaya du baila jagatara jana, everybody will become drowned. So don't see Prabhupada's books as some gyan. Just see them as a prema tsunami which is inundating the entire universe. That's what you should see. Does that answer your question, Prabhu?
No sería posible entender el texto.
Without the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, would be very difficult to us to understand the real the verse.
That's true. We cannot. We don't have the ability to understand the Vedic wisdom. That's
it. No tenemos la habilidad para entender la literatura védica.
But Prabhupada has so wonderfully made it available.
Pero Prabhupada lo hizo disponible de una manera tan maravillosa.
How do you translate this word purport into Spanish?
¿Cómo se traduce esta palabra? Significado.
Significado, yeah. That's better. In Europe, they translate it as commentary. Like in Russian, the Russian Gita, they call it commentary. It's not a very good translation of the word purport. Significado, or significado? Yeah, that's a much better translation. Because purport means, in English, there's another word, import, which means the inner meaning of a thing. Purport means the deep inner meaning. Huh? The deep inner meaning, yes. So Prabhupada is opening the curtain. So we can see the deep, deep inner meaning of all of these verses. So any other questions? Yes.
That means that Vedas have many papers. Vedas. Indian Vedas have many papers. They have great books, big books.
Dice que los Vedas hindúes tienen muchos libros.
The Vedas and books and literature, they have many words, highly big books, many books.
Muchos Vedas muy elevados.
And the love, prem, it has only 2.5 words.
Y la palabra prema solamente tiene dos palabras y media.
Prem has 2.5 words. Hindi prem.
La palabra prema tiene dos significados y medio. Dos significados y medio.
Just 2.5 words.
Solamente dos.
So the person who has knowledge of all books, Vedas.
La persona que tiene conocimiento en todos los libros de los Vedas.
He cannot be a knowledgeous person if he doesn't know the 2.5 word of prem.
That's right. If one does not have prem, he doesn't actually have. He doesn't understand the true meaning of it. When he has prem, he understands immediately. This is confirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir tatha deve tatha guru tashayate katitahyata prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those devotees who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. It is that faith in Guru and Krishna that enables one to understand the Vedic wisdom perfectly. Mundane scholarship gives zero access to understanding the Vedas. Well, I have gone 15 minutes over time and I really can't do much more, or I won't be welcome to come back to Chile anymore. But I thank you all very much for your so wonderfully participating in this movement of Prabhupada and pushing it forward here in Latin America. Thank you so much for having such wonderful, wonderful Sangha here in Santiago to glorify Prabhupada and to attract the fallen souls of this world to Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.